Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to part two of our interview with Steve Asher regarding the Kentucky State Penitentiary, one of the most common ways that people get paranormal activity to stop that we've learned over doing thousands of episodes is just simply speaking to it like you would another human. And quite often the other entity reacts the same way they would as if they were still alive. How much would you categorize, and I don't know if you want to put a number on it or how you would quantify it, but how much of the activity there would you say is of a residual nature where it's just things replaying and repeating themselves over and over? And how much of it is literally conscious entities that are still roaming the halls and the cells?
I would say overall, I mean, the in and out daily little things like shadows and, you know, whatever, somebody whistling in the cell that's not there. I think that's residual. Mm-hmm. I think overwhelmingly residual. Do I think that there are things that are intelligent, be it a conscious entity or on some level being able to respond to you? Yeah, maybe 10%, which is enough. You know, that's mm-hmm. which is fairly high considering the amount of activity that's been reported there, and it's still being reported there. I've got, you know, after I wrote The Hauntings of the Kentucky State Penitentiary, which was book one, and the follow-up, which was about Western State, I had gotten so many people coming to signings and things and go, you know, I like the book, but why didn't you talk about Receiver's Basement? Or why didn't you ever write anything about Kelly Moss, which is one of the most famous girls there? He was executed. He had supposedly bludgeoned his father-in-law. He was kind of a wild, you know, hayseed drunk guy. Bludgeoned his father-in-law, but he swore up and down he didn't do it. And going to the chair, he said, I didn't do it. You know I didn't do it. He said, I swear to God, I'm going to haunt you. I said, the last brick falls in this place. And people started reporting within a few months, you know, that they started seeing him, which I had people go, well, if it was him, you know, why didn't he just show up right then? Or why did it take 3 months? I don't know. I don't know how long it takes for your ghost papers to go through. How would I know? You know, I don't know. Ask him. But you started having people saying that they would see him outside the death house. But most of what they saw was kind of mischievous. They would kind of say, like, they would hear something tapping on the roof, almost like a squirrel or something, or acorns hitting the roof, you know, like you would think, you know, if you're out in the country. But there's no acorn trees there anymore. All that stuff's gone. And they would look around and they would see looks like a kind of a Irish kind of looking guy looking up from him from the barbed wire, and, you know, just got a little wave going on, little big old grin, you know, like, hey, buddy, I got you. And then, of course, they run out there and look around. They're flashing their lights, and it's gone. So they call the cell house. Well, you got an inmate out here cleaning up? You know, it's 2 in the morning. There's not going to be an inmate out there. And then, of course, then they're going, well, are you playing with us? No, I'm not playing with you at all, but I wouldn't have called you. Well, of course, then they're doing bed checks. They're doing ID checks. They're waking all these guys up. And, of course, they're madder in heck because they were finally through the sleep if they slept at all. And then, of course, the rest of the night, the cell house is on fire. Everyone's loud. Everyone's, you know, arguing and cussing. But that's the sort of stuff that they saw. And, you know, that's the thing that, to me, would seem like an intelligent haunt.
Sure.
You know, and that's enough, you know, for me. But that, by having those people tell me those stories, I actually have enough now that I am going to do a follow-up.
Yeah.
To the penitentiary book. So
with it being a penitentiary, and a lot of the society's worst, having been behind its walls and imprisoned there for so long, albeit maybe 10% being conscious. Is there anything there that you would consider to be conscious and evil or dark? And I'm not necessarily going down the road of demonic, because I think that that gets thrown out far too quickly. I would also find it probably to be very difficult to tell the difference in some cases, especially when you have the ghost of what was a horrible person, and also a dark demonic spirit that could be there. Is there anything in that realm of dark that lurks those halls?
Well, definitely. I mean, there's things that, obviously, that we've had people that, you know, multiple homicides. We've had people that's, you know, kill people and try to, you know, get rid of the bodies by eating the bodies, breaking them down, you know, kind of a fried green tomatoes deal.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, there's that thing where you just, like you said, you had the worst of the worst. Mm-hmm. And not to mention that if you have already sort of been a twisted up person, especially in the early days, what you may not understand is the penitentiary had dungeons. It had an area where, you know, you would take a trip. They'd say, take them for a walk downstairs, which usually, I'm trying to think of the name of the movie. It was a comedy, and there was a guy's mom, and she said, well, you can either leave by the window or you can leave by the stairs. And the first time they said, we're not going down the stairs. And she threw him out the window. And then they come back and they say, well, you can go by the window, you can go down the stairs. And they said, stairs. And that she still threw him down the stairs. You know, all joking aside, that's a lot of times what would happen. They would roll these guys down the steps. And understand, I'm not saying that was not 100% not deserved. I mean, if you stab an officer or do something like that, there's going to be payback. That's just a fact. If it's right or wrong, it's just how it is. And they usually roll them down those steps, and they would tie them to a post. There was a whipping post down there. There were chains and shackles. I've seen those chains and shackles. I've heard the chains and shackles. And we had had a very bad electrical strike to our water tower. And because the thing about a penitentiary, it's its own little ecosystem. Mm-hmm. You have a post office, you have a grocery store, you have your own water supply, you have this and that. That's just how it is. And there had been a bad water strike, which shattered the water lines that ran under the admin building. And I was helping, I was working the front gate, and I was helping the electrical or the plumbing guys come in. And I kept hearing something. I was like, guys, I don't know what else is broken. I said, well, we're getting the pipes up here fixed. I said, no, there's something else. This doesn't sound like pipes. And he's like, oh, well, that might be the chains. And I said, well, yeah, but there's no water running in here anymore. And they're like, yeah, we know. I went, oh. And you know, and you could look down. I couldn't see them, but I could hear those chains rattling and echoing up the hall. There was nothing there. And that's still there. I mean, that's what's so crazy. Some of that has went to museums, but that was the status quo. That was what set it up. I mean, you can't build on bones like that and it not create a stronger, more diabolical inmate. That's how it's done.
Sure. How do the inmates feel about the paranormal activity? Is it accepted? I mean, obviously, it's a very, you know, person-to-person thing, but what's the overall feel with the longer-term inmates versus the ones who have just arrived?
Well, you know, when I was working there at the time, you know, I was very conscious of the fact that there is a division there, and I don't mean that in any sort of elitist way, but I was working a job. Mm-hmm. You know, I try not to get too chummy with these guys. Now, there were some guys that had been there a very, very long time, very old men, and they were very knowledgeable. They really knew their jobs, and the older officers respected them. They were almost like they were uncles, you know, and that was just the way it was in the day of the turnkey. But the guys that were very knowledgeable and had been there a long time knew a lot about it, and they 100% believed it. Usually it was the new guy. There's so many guys that would come in, especially from bigger cities, and they're like, yeah, I believe in all that, you know, cornfield, goofy ghost stuff, you know. And then things would happen, and they go, yeah, I don't know what's going on in here, but it ain't right. So overwhelmingly, it was the older inmates. But consequently, as the books come out, I would get contacts from people, either at book signings or, you know, via email or whatever, which if that's okay, I can put up my, can I give you my web address real quick?
Sure.
Steve E. Asher, all lowercase and together. So especially if you like the word Steve with an extra E, Asher.com. You can check all my stuff about my different stuff going on and whatnot and books and appearances and stuff. Anyway, but they would contact me through that. And sometimes they go, hey, I have a son, I have a grandson, I have whatever, or my husband works here and there. But they would say, they're reading your book right now. Maybe they send it in to them because I don't think you can buy it through the commissary. I'm trying to get it in, but it's not there yet. And the families would send the book in, and then they would contact, they would get a call and go, Mom, Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's exactly what I've seen. I thought I was nuts because they won't talk to each other because you don't want to come off. The inmates don't want to look crazy any more than the staff wants to look crazy. You know, you don't want to look crazy to other inmates because then they're going to think you're going to be easily to get messed with. But, and then I would get calls or messages or whatever, and they go, you know, thank you because this helped my son to not feel like he's losing his mind in there. It gave him like a little validation, you know, which just wasn't the point of any of it. It wasn't necessarily to be a inmate self-help book, you know, which is fine. I think it's something positive out of it. God bless them.
Sure.
But it was real strange because I never took that into consideration of, oh, well, I'm in here for 8 hours, maybe 10 hours, 12 hours, depending on, you know, if we have a work shortage. These guys are in here 24 hours a day. They never get a break from it, you know, and how it must weigh on their minds. You know, in book two, I have more where I'm, you know, I've been in contact, especially with people who have did their time or out of there, now having, you know, productive lives, you know, and we would talk. We would sit and go, kind of go, look, you know, do you remember such and such cell walker? Hey, do you remember, did you ever hear, you know, about the officer that was down in the gymnasium from the 50s that would walk through, you could just see his mid-drift, you know, his hands weren't there, his legs weren't there, and he didn't really show a face. It was just like a smooth, like a doll's face almost with no eyes or mouth. That's the sort of things that they validated for me. Or they might even have, oh, well, you know the story on that, right? Or this is what I heard. So you get all these, so it kind of gets the whole view instead of just, okay, well, this is just an officer's view.
Sure.
Because obviously I'm not going to have the foresight of a person who's in there any more than a person who walks into a place, does a two-hour investigation and goes, well, there's nothing here at all because we didn't find it. Because of course, if it's something there, it's going to dance for you because you're the most important person in the world. You know, there's people that's going to ignore me in the line when I'm trying to get whatever, ordering something or the DMV. What makes you think that they're not going to do that in the afterlife? You know, because again, like you said, people are people. I think there was a song that said that, but that's a fact. You know, if these were human people one time, why would they not still be the same thing? I mean, obviously, maybe more time through the veil, you lose some of that personable things that makes you so much you. Mm-hmm. And you're washed out more, but especially when something like that is fresh, yeah, I mean, I think you'd pretty much just be you, but just without the tethers of a human body.
With a facility like this that is heavily guarded, heavily monitored, obviously you're going to have security cameras throughout the building. I want to ask about that. If anything, what have been some of the more convincing, more disturbing things caught on the security cameras, paranormal related? Because I can imagine there's been several things caught on the security cameras, not paranormal related, that were disturbing, but more so in the world of the paranormal that have been caught that you look at and go, what the hell is that?
Well, I mean, just kind of like the story I told you on the 20-wall camera, there's cameras, and I don't want to get too deep into locations due to the fact of security. I'm always really mindful of that because I knew when I first had my book come out, anytime, especially when you have someone who worked there for 10, 20 years, and then they write a book, they're going to go, oh, man, here comes all the bombs. They're going to tell about, you know, when that one sergeant showed up drunk and was knocking on the wall stand trying to get in, thinking he was at his house, or you're going to tell you about whatever. But I always try to be very mindful of security measures. But let's just say this. There's cameras all through it, all on top of it, all under it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain locations under certain locations that there are cameras and run through pipe chases and run through various, you know, old-time metal gates.
Mm-hmm.
And you would see flashes of movement you know, colors of clothing that they haven't had in, wow, years and years. When I was there, and it may have changed since I was there, everyone was in khaki. They had went from the old pinstripe, you know, like the old stuff you see Bugs Bunny cracking rocks over here. That was back kind of like post-slavery days and all that. And then they had had some stuff where they were having them in street clothes, but then it was too easy to have somebody walking it out. So they went to inmate-made khakis, which is made in prison industries on site. Like I said, again, it's got its own Walmart. You got your own clothes. And you would see that. You know, you would have on cameras, you would see where it looked like a structure out in the front of the penitentiary, a flat kind of sloped roof building, just like the outline, like a strange, almost like a, like you've seen Predator,
mm-hmm.
where it has that, again, that kind of shimmery, not quite like, what am I looking through? Like you're looking through like old glass, and then it would be gone. And come to find out that was where the old outside leather shop was, where inmates back in the day used to be able to make handmade belts and, goodness, horse saddles and things like that, and sell them. It actually was such a successful thing that they were putting the actual city of Edville, which had not been flooded at this time, out of business because people were coming to get these fine hand tool things and they wouldn't go to their little local markets and buy just a factory belt. And they actually railed against them, going, "Nope, we got to, you know, you're putting us out of business. This is not. You guys are going to start paying taxes toward this," and then so they shut it down. But that's the sort of stuff that I've heard about. And you know, I have folks. How do I say this? Because I don't want to get anybody in trouble. I still have people on the inside, you know, that keep up on hauntings, keep up on different things, keep up on changes and stuff. And they'll let me know. You know, they'll say, yeah, this haunting's still going on, or maybe this haunting stopped, or this haunting gained a new facet. Okay, whether it had been one or two, like something looking like he was going into a wall, you see like another thing meeting him, almost like they're going head for, like there hadn't been a wall there before, like, and apparently there had been a fight between two entities at one time, but there had been a wall there, so it made no sense why the entity was running into the wall and stopping. It was because they were locking up with somebody, but there hadn't been a wall there. So that's the sort of stuff that I hear. And thankfully, I have a very good relationship with a lot of the workers from there, even a fair amount of the supervisors. Administration's a little funny because when you have people housed, you know, could you imagine how many people are going to go file a suit and go, "I want my son out of there. He said he's getting harassed by ghosts."
Yeah.
It's going to happen. I guarantee it's probably happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm, which is not my intent, but I'm sure they're thinking, "We don't need any more headaches, Asher. Don't bring anything else to the table." But yeah, that's the kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff I'm hearing about. And that's what's so interesting. Even Western State, which, you know, we're not talking about much today, but that's something that happens. You know, you would think that if it was a residual, it would only be, okay, here's, you know, a cup, it slides across the table, and it does it every single time. But then it seems like sometimes it morphs to, okay, it's a cup, goes across, and it lifts up, sets back down, slides back. I have not any clue why it's doing that. I don't know if it's different entities. I don't know if it's different times and things have different strengths. I mean, obviously, a lot of people believe, you know, solar flares and moon, you know, where the lunar calendars are, and you can really get into the nuts and bolts of it. I just go on, this is what the activity was, and this is what I saw. I'm kind of a very, very low-tech investigator. You know, I hate to even call myself that. Because, like I said, I'm definitely not a ghost hunter, because I don't have any ghost heads on my wall. That's not what it's about. I've never liked that super aggro, you know, "I'm going to come in here, you're going to listen to me, you know, I'm the fleshy, you're a ghost, you're stupid," or, "Here, you know, entertain me." You know, sure. I think it's super disrespectful.
I would agree. I would completely agree. That concludes part two of our interview with Steve Asher about the Kentucky State Penitentiary. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. but Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.